Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
What have I been telling you about the terrible weather and why you need a whole house installed Herb Electric Generac generator? You've got snow coming. You've got freezing temperatures down into the 20s. You're thousands of people without power. This is unacceptable. This is absolutely unacceptable. Herb Electric. Full disclosure, I have purchased our Generac whole house generator from Herb. They've installed it. It's fantastic. It works great. And now Herb also has low financing so that you can have a low monthly payment, take care of your family. How much longer is this going to go with these power outages? Snow is coming. Freezing temperatures down into the 20s, for God's sake. Are you taking care of your family? If you don't have any power and you haven't had it for a few days, and now you got this horrible weather, call Herb Electric. You tell them Dimitri sent me, and a whole house Generac generator installed. Herb does it all, start to finish. They are the best. These are wonderful people there, except for Klempa, who's a pain in the... Anyway, focus. Anyway, take care of your family. I'm telling you this for a long time, and now this is unacceptable. Thousands of people without power. You know the electric company doesn't really give a damn, because if it did, it would have been working to bury all these lines so we wouldn't have any of this stuff. But there's no competition. It's a monopoly. What do they care? And they get guaranteed rates from the government. What do they care? And it's going to get worse and worse. It's already getting worse and worse. Get a whole house installed Herb Electric Generac generator. They are the best, and now low monthly payments because this great financing plan that they have. You got to do this. Do it now. Take care of your family while you still can. Honest to God. Ah. Deep fried Oreos. Punky. Jeez. Man. Can't wait to meet Punky, though. She sounds hot. All right, fine. Dimitri live and dangerously local, live and... excuse me. Live and dangerously local... Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. And now the force multiplier of truth. That's just how I roll. Thursdays and Fridays is Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network. And now, even though I've been banned on Facebook because I shared with you information from our federal government about the Epstein files, our Facebook is just a government psyops. I mean, you know, psychological operations. You can now do that. The government can now do that to American citizens. A few years ago under Barack Obama, they got permission from the Congress to do that. Republicans haven't changed that, by the way. And so now our government is doing psyops, psychological operations on us. One is Facebook. I absolutely believe this. Zuckerberg admitted under oath that, yeah, when he got pressure from the government to ban us and shadow ban and all that with COVID, that's exactly what he did. And here we go. Here we go again. But that's why I am doing now my live stream on Rumble. Rumble's this great platform. It's like YouTube, only without the censorship. And so by all means, go to Rumble, download the app, or go online. And Dimitri's with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, except you add a V to it, and you will get to see the live stream. So hello, everyone, and you can make comments and everything. It's really great. We're already into the triple digits regarding views for every one of our shows, and we're just starting out with, you know, from nothing. And so it's a tremendous success story already on Rumble, and it's going to get better and better. Again, where is Bibi Netanyahu? It is amazing to me that he is nowhere to be found with all the stuff going on, and apparently different countries don't do censorship are reporting there's a tremendous amount of damage in Israel, that Iran is really firing back at Israel, causing lots and lots of damage. The only thing that we've seen of Bibi Netanyahu, some people believe, it was a video, and some people believe is AI generated, artificial intelligence generated. I've seen it, and I got to tell you, I can understand why they might feel that way. I am certainly not an expert on this. This might have been him. Maybe it was him before the war started. Then again, it may be just an artificial intelligence, a fake. I don't know. But what's really interesting is that's the only thing we've seen. If I'm Bibi Netanyahu and I'm still alive, I would want to come out and say, hey, here I am. And we're doing this and we're doing that. And thank God for that America's fighting our wars for us and willing to bomb for us and put boots on the ground for us and do all of this for us. We're getting our money's worth with our senators and everything else. But no Bibi Netanyahu coming out and saying, no, that was not AI. That was me. Here I am. I'm alive. I'm well. Everything is fine. You don't see that. Why do you not see that? I wonder, I mean, I certainly have no inside information, but I seriously wonder if maybe they've either killed him, Iran, or wounded him so gravely that he can't even come on TV to show people that he's okay. If he's okay, where the hell is he? And I wonder if our federal government knows if he's okay. And if they know, are they going to tell us? Why would you believe anything regarding our federal government again? And yes, we are talking about the Trump administration. Yes, we are talking about President Trump himself. My God, what a disappointment he's turned out to be with this. And the Epstein files, of course. Of course, the war in Iran is just to divert our attention from the Epstein files, but they are not going away. They are not going away. Thomas Massie, this great congressman from Kentucky, who, by the way, is being targeted by the pro-Israel forces. They're spending literally millions of dollars to support his opponent who is has allegiance to Israel, of course, trying to defeat Thomas Massie, this American congressman from Kentucky, who is as hardcore conservative as you would ever want to be, constitutionalist, believes in the Constitution, raises serious questions about when the government misbehaves, doesn't matter which party. Thomas Massie is like a younger version of Ron Paul. That's how good this guy is. And he was on ABC, I think it was something. I think it's ABC. In any event, here's the latest that he had to say. You need to hear this.
Hey, I know the DOJ wants to say they're done with this document production. The problem is they've taken down documents before we were able to go over to the DOJ and look at the unredacted versions. They took down some of the most significant documents, two of them involving Virginia Giuffre's case and other things, the picture of Epstein at in a room where it's got CIA written on the boxes. That's been taken down. We want to be able to look at all these files. They can't keep those documents down after they've already produced them.
That's what's going on here. This is your own government. This is your own government doing this. This is really horrible, horrible stuff. Nancy Bass had some good insights here. Let me see. Where did I put this? Where's the Nancy Mace? All right. Okay, here we go. This is Nancy Mace's. She is a representative, member of the House. And she is running for governor of South Carolina. And this is what she, hold on, do I have this? Hold on, no, that's not it. Wait a minute, just bear with me here. I got it here somewhere. Where the hell did I put this thing now? And this is CIA. Oh, here we go. All right, here's the Nancy Mace thing. This Epstein stuff is just not going away.
The Epstein story is a story of the haves versus the have-nots. It's about a two-tiered system of justice where the rich and powerful get one version of the system of justice and everybody else gets something very, very different. And it's not just about sex trafficking. That is a large part of it, but I believe that there were financial crimes, insider trading crimes, Ponzi schemes. I believe there may have been federal agents involved based on some of the information that I've seen, and that there are dignitaries or world leaders that potentially may be involved. And that's essentially what it is at the end of the day. It's those that have money and power and those that don't.
You suggested that there may even be a sort of intel or spy element to this, that Epstein may be an asset working for our government or a foreign government. Have you seen any evidence that that is in fact the case?
Well, I mean, he talks about a CIA dump. We know that one of his attorneys got an award from the CIA also.
Epstein, with his little friend Ghislaine and Ghislaine's father, Robert Maxwell, who is obviously a spy of the Israeli intelligence agencies, that there was something else going on here. Epstein was playing a part. People that met with Epstein at the time, they said he was awfully unimpressive when it came to finance and markets and economics. It's nothing new that if you're in the intel agencies, you want to try and get as much blackmail on powerful people as possible.
But I wouldn't put it past him to have been an agent of Israel or England.
Yeah, no one would put it past anyone anymore for anything. Thomas Massey recently talking at the... Congress
created the Department of Justice. Congress funds the Department of Justice, and Congress is responsible for the oversight of the Department of Justice. When will we see justice? I'll tell you what I've not seen. I've not seen any arrests from the revelations in the Epstein files, over 3 million documents describing horrible things, describing unspeakable things. So much of it redacted. Over 24 people have resigned, CEOs, members of government worldwide, but I haven't seen any arrests or investigations here in the United States from this Department of Justice. Prince Andrew, Duke of York, who has since been stripped of his royal titles due to his affiliation with Jeffrey Epstein, has been arrested. Peter Mandelson, who previously served as UK's ambassador to the United States, resigned in disgrace from United Kingdom's House of Lords and the Labour Party. And he's been arrested. Former Prime Minister of Norway, Torbjørn Jagland, has been charged. But we don't see any charges, arrests, or investigations in the United States. What do we see? We see our FBI director celebrating in the locker room at the Olympics overseas. It's fine to be proud of this country, but we should be proud of this country because we have a system of justice that works, and yet we do not. Who are the men that should be investigated? I'll name them right here. Leon Black. You don't even have to see past the redactions to see that this man needs to be investigated. Jess Staley, accused of terrible things. It's right there in the files. Why is he not being investigated? And Leslie Wexner, why did the FBI list him as a co-conspirator in their own documents in a child sex trafficking case and then tell him, according to him, that they had no questions for him? Why is that? Well, the Epstein Files Transparency Act requires the DOJ and the FBI to disclose to us their internal memos and emails about how they made those decisions, whether to prosecute or not prosecute. Yet they have not delivered those memos. And we still don't have the memos and documents and emails from 2008 to explain why Jeffrey Epstein was given such a light sentence in what would have been an open and shut case of child sex trafficking, which allowed him to go back and recommit these terrible crimes, create hundreds of more victims, and ensnare so many other people in his conspiracy. Where are those documents that describe those decisions? We need justice. We want the Department of Justice to get to work, and that's what they need to do now.
Can't blame the Democrats for this one. This is all on President Trump. Why he is choosing to protect the deep state, protect his billionaire buddies, protect rapists, protect the sickest people out there. Why he does not stand up for little rape victims. It's just incomprehensible. I don't care how bad the truth is. And the truth has got to be pretty, pretty bad. Our CIA in bed with Mossad, in bed with Jeffrey Epstein, our CIA probably profiting. In fact, I'm sure. Hold on. Profiting from all of the information that Jeffrey Epstein has on world leaders and on billionaire entrepreneurs and entertainers. I'm sure, I will bet you your last dollar, that our government was using that blackmail information to control not only people throughout the world, but control people in Congress. If the truth came out that that's what they were doing, and I am sure that is what they were doing, then of course all hell would break loose. And I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm perfectly fine with that. If it means, I'm going to tear down the whole system and start over. Okay. I have no problem with that. Let's start with a clean sheet. Let's start with honest, decent people. Expose the corruption. No matter how bad it is, and it's got to be really, really bad. It might be that virtually every world leader is being blackmailed one way or another, and most members of Congress. That would explain a lot, wouldn't it?